Okay, go. Martin, start off with what happened Erich, a long time ago, 65 years ago. In the Binyamin Zilber, he wrote in the Yakon, Tfuna, in Topshin Vav, 1946, by the Indian about mashing bananas with a fork. So first, Binyamin Zilber, as some of them knows, he wrote Oznidbu, 14 volume, the Beis Baruch, Besalem, who is Nifter, Erich, and a half ago he told me, on L. So he wrote in Topshin Vav, to be matter, a person could take bananas, take a fork, and mash it. Kimmel Lechaznish, and he heard about it, and he wrote letters to Binyamin Zilber and said, no, Lemaise is a chiv chater, is choish for it. So Binyamin Zilber is this young guy, Lechaznish, Topshin Vav, Lechaznish passed away in 1954, he was on the Gdol HaDor, and there's a massa matin, a bunch of letters back and forth between each other, why Binyamin Zilber want to be matter it. Mashaykin, why Lechaznish says, Chash, chiv chater, and he wants to answer it. Mice, if you see like the letter between Shlomo Zalman and the Chaznish by Chashmal, you get two or three paragraphs. Over here, the Chaznish Mice was Marech. It's printed 5 pages worth in Tshuva Tzuksavim, Simon Nun Zayin and onwards. Sorry, in Simon Nun Hayin onwards. And it's also brought down Oznidbru and Chelik Beis in Simon Aleph. He has all the letters over there printed. And this Oznidbru was printed in 1970. So there are these Tshuvas that have been around for a while. Why the Chaznish says mashing bananas with a fork, even la'altas chashash chivchatas, mashing doesn't want to be matter. Now first, what is the shayla? What's machlekes going on over here? And they can have come into numerous cases. Two inyanim. One is first the clone. What we have until now is that we have in lalocha. There are 5 gedarim klom or heterim that are brought down by the paiskim. Just to go through them quickly and see the nafkaminas between them. We have first, in the order of Shulchan Aruch, we have a heter of something called a Shina Gomer. We have a heter of something like Dula Karka. A third thing is Oichlam. A fourth thing is Toichan Achatoichin. And a fifth thing is the altar. Those are the 5 heterim. La Alocha, what Lemaisa comes out, is by case of a Shina Gomer, it's a Gemara called Fim Aleph Amin Aleph. The Rishonim of the place can be down to Hud and by Shabbos. That Shina Gomer helps for the case of Toichan. The second heter of Enik Dula Karka, the Marmokim is in Chumas Sedeshin, building off the Rishonim that said there's no Toichan by Shayirakis, you want to say all Rishonim agree by when the min itself is not deaf to be toichen, then things that ain't toichen elevated like karka, things not to the karka, the mice is motor. That's the second heter. A third heter, which we do not paskin like, is there toichen by oichlen not? Machlokes, Tosfos and Shayirakis are shori, or Zeru Rashbam seem to say that Shayirakis is a deraisa. Therefore, come with the machabani paskin if you base that someone's machatech, yerek tak tak is chayim mishim toichen. A fourth heter brought down by the paiskim is the Indian by passive toichen achat toichen, which the Ramah assos on the kula of the paiskim on the page say toichen achat toichen lemais is mutter. Akam the chay odom or the chaznish wants to be machmed after the altar, but ikka the paiskim are mekel. The fifth heter is the Indian of the altar, the Rashba Shita brought down by the Ran, that just like by Boru we have a heter of the altar, who then by toichen we have a heter of the altar, that those are mafakfe the shelter gebarim, if the mishmur ends off, nochin, to be zor, to be gdolus ktas. Dachlin Zah by Yerokis, by Betzal and Snoyin Mekadin, should be big pieces. So it comes out of the 5 Eterim, Yerokis, we Aser, Shinoi, Teuchen Acha Teuchen, and the Gdula, Ein Teuchen Gdula Kakel, Maise Mekel, and by the case of the altar, Dachlin Zah, Gdolos Ktas. Those are the 5 things. Now, after these 5 things, the 2 other points in the sugya, we see there klim yuchlakach meisus osas ovin dechol, and we also see that the bialoch being down the new istirabonon. We're not sure exactly what the share of dak is. Therefore, it makes it also istirabonon. So we have 5 term over here and 2 istirum derabonon. Come on, the paiskin they say that meisus. What is the definition of toichen? What is toichen? And they make it really into 4 different levels of toichen. This is something that you some take an apple and you smash it, push it together, does not break off into pieces. There's something that you cut. There's something that you grind and pulverize into make into flour. And there's something you make into liquid. 4 different levels. So the paiskim, let's say you take something that's one piece. You take a dvela and just press it together. Push together. Says the chaznish, says the moisho, says the paiskim. Pressing something, making something that's hard, softer, pressing it together, that's not toichen. Toichen means to break it off into pieces. That's close, everyone agrees. So taking something and softening it, making it more rakos, that's not toichen. And next level of chatichus, cutting it up. Come on, the paiskim is very clear. Loch lemaisa, and mechabes says mechabek yerech dak dak yechayiv. Now, only by yirokis is machlokes, but otherwise the seitz shabbay of cutting off something in this very small, that avada is chatichus, that avada is toichen. third level of doing a tchina gemura, lush of the paiskim is grinding it fully. When you take wheat, tfua, and what do? You're grinding it and making the flour, avak, powder. When you make something, the powder is a new entity, a new berry over here. It's not like food, it's not me cutting it. You're pulverizing, you're destroying what was here and making it new. Panam chadoshes kan. Those who want taina that chatichas has one level, and that tchina gemura, they either called risuk or chatisho, but the lashem etzav is tchina gemura, a full grinding, might have a different level. A fourth level is what about making it to liquid? Take an apple, you squeeze it, and juice comes out. Come along the chodashani, the varieties to it, he says, avada, making something into liquid, avada is no shaykh, it's the mice of toichin. Toich is making into pieces, taking one guf and making numerous gufim. Making into liquid, that's not toichin. So it might be schita, other things. It might be mepharik, but it's not toichin. And nafkamina, for example, he says, which you mentioned last week, just that we were discussing, you take garlic and smear it onto your bread, or onto your matzah. So the Nishma Shabbos says, when you take garlic and shmir onto your matzah, what happens? It's much like liquid. It disappears. You can see the shine to it. You can see the little things to it. But it's not toich, it's not powder. It's nothing here at all. It's command the lessons like a liquid. There it says, take garlic and shmir it onto bread. It's a chiddush betzim. The idea of liquid everyone agrees to. But he says, even the little shine that's on the matzah, together being a liquid, a noizel, it's not pieces to it. And therefore he says, you'll do it on Shabbos. It's not toich and shavoy. That toichin is no baya. Why? Because making to a liquid that's not nichon together of toichin.
Pulverizing is
tchinah gemurah. That's not also. No, but this is taking things and breaking the smaller, taking and making it into not even into pieces at all, not flour at all, nothing that's not nichon together of toichin. It's not the melacha of toichin. Not the melacha of the berich hadashur. It's not even the melacha of toichin. So fine. So again, the gedder of making it soft is avad is not toichin. Making it liquid, avad is also not toichin. Cutting it is toichin. Now there's the level of tchina gemura. Again, we're having this five eterim over here. We have five eterim in the sugya. Four of them we paskin like, and one that we don't. All those cases are discussing a case of chatich, of cutting it. What about tchina gemura? Let's call it risuk or chatisha, they call it again. They call it mashing or tchina gemura. Do all these terms apply to the case of tchina gemura? So we have to go through all back, all over all these five terms and see how to apply it by tchina gemura. So the first heter, we just said the first heter in the Shulchan Aruch Tzav Zayin is doing a shina gomer. You take, you do the back of the handle of a knife and you mash something with shina gomer. And the case over there is mut lodach palpalim. Now that case over there is betzim, is a mamokim, is a desefta. And the sefer cases a muraskin develo gregus chruvim lefnei zekin b'shabbos. Have you muraskin with the shinoi? The sefer writes clearly on Shabbos can do a b'shinoi. This is one of my mekaymis why the Shen will argue on the Ben Chananel and Rashi. The Rashi wants to say the side of shinoi is only by yontif. One my mokum the time the gemara is in Shabbos. Another my mokum the same unfortunate sefer that says by Shabbos shinoi helps. Now the case over there is being muraskin. The case is tchina gemura. So vada by a shina gomer says the paiskim, a vada it helps in by tchina gemura. Why? Because that's the case of the sefta. That's the case of the Shulchan Aruch. That the paiskim say clearly that grinding up spices and making it a vak, that vada is nichol the head of shina gomer. That's clear. Now, what defines shina gomer? So the paiskim are discussing it over here by a case of risuk. Again, the sefta's case is the handle of a knife. Let's discuss four cases. What about taking a fork, the front of the fork, and mashing it? The mashed leg, the teeth. What about the handle of the fork? What about the spoon? What about the handle of the spoon? There's four cases over there. Are they nechel the heter of chinanat? Come on, the Arlatian, and he writes, he says, he has a tshuva about it, that says, the getter of shina gomer is, if let's say you want to make a vak, how do you do it? You do it in a machine, a special grinding machine. A fork is made for eating. You might take the handle of a fork and you mash it, and you might make it, do whatever you want with it. That's still a shinoi. A fork is made to eat. The derech of grinding things and making the new entity, they have machines for it. You are doing it at the table with your fork. That's a shinoi, shina gomer. What's the nechle get of shina gomer? The meister, the place can disagree, the chadish is very clear that way, and from the zalman, and the yashad being done on vos and others, it's a tiny note. The side over here, that is a shina gomer. If you at a table and you want to mash something, you want to take your banana, mash with a fork, and break it into 1,000 pieces, where do you take a fork? That's a nichol the derech. The most will be the shina kal, but shina gomer that far removed? Says no, that avad is nichol the geder of an isil cholapach, jabonah, maybe even the deraisa, and therefore the teeth of the fork avad you can't do. So again, there is a Olatino Asi Mekel. Bikin the place can argue. Next case is, what about the handle of a fork? Just like the Gemara says, the handle of a knife is a case of a shinoi, they want Taino also the handle of a fork of a shinoi. Therefore, Chanish is very clear that way. He writes, the handle of a fork is a shinoi by mashing by bananas, and therefore the Shlomo Zalman and the Mavosna, they say, the handle of a fork is a shinoi. That's by mitzad a fork. What about mitzad a spoon? Now, let's say you're talking about mashing a banana. If you're going to mash a banana, which side would you take to mash a banana with? If you try with this side, it's the calf, the, they call it? Spoon. The spoon part, that mice before, it's harder to do it with than doing with the handle of the spoon. So the shell, what's nichel together of shinoi? So come along from Zalman, and he says, doing it with the spoon part itself, he wants to say it's nichel together of shinoi. Why is it shinoi? And the mice, that's what you would do it with. He said, the fact they took a spoon over a fork, that itself is a shinoi. Doing it to the side of our Latina instead of taking a fork over a kli, he said, no, but Batsim, even at the table, a fork of mice will be a case of normal. But if you take a spoon over a fork, that itself is nichel neged of shinoi. If you're mashing a banana with the spoon, that mice is nichel neged of shinoi. Mice the Chadnish disagrees. No, it wasn't also trying to know. The mice, that's how you use a spoon. You use it by the calf and not by the handle. Let's take it now the other way around. What about the handle of the spoon? So here comes along, the Shlomo Zalman says, fakert. That the Shlomo Zalman says, this case, the handle of the spoon is not the shinoi, because fakert. If you do it either way of doing it, you do the handle of the spoon and not with the spoon. But when you take a spoon, you want to make a shina gomer. Can you make a shina after a shina gomer? Which way would you do it? So, if you do anything, you do it this way, not that way. And Vavosner says not the way, and the Chadnish also says not the way. They kind of that the other the fakad is not nichel neged of shinoi. So my we have a machlokes in a spoon. Which way is nichel neged of shinoi? Is it this way or that way? Come on, Moshe. After he quotes the Chadnish, he doesn't understand. He says, "Lamaisha, we need a yisod over here inside shinoi. You had nishu ami machman bananas near shinoi. That's nichel neged of shinoi gomer." Moshe says, he makes his point. Says, "Bchur, it's harder to mash this way than that way." And you had nishu nichel neged of shinoi gomer. Elamai, tell me the etzim fact that he took the handle of nichel neged of shinoi. He says, "The chiddush etzim does not know exactly why it's nichel neged of shinoi." Now, those who want to answer Moshe and lachur pshan of Moshe's kasha, if you look in the Mesim Chabon, he writes back really, the tana of Moshe is not nichel neged of shinoi. What is the shinoi? That nichel neged of shinoi gomer. We see in the Shibul Aleket that we matov in the shinoi gomer. You tell me to use the handle of the spoon as nichel of shinoi gomer more than the spoon itself. The pelon. Therefore, Moshe really by tzarachin. Therefore, Moshe be'etzim comes out of the chumra that to do with the handle of the spoon lachur is not nichel neged of shinoi gomer. Lachur, you cannot do it on Shabbos in the case where you need a case of a shinoi. So again, by the case of Tchina Gemur Lamaisa, the place can say Shina Goma helps. What's nichel on that? Chla, the handle of a knife is nichel on that, and the handle of a fork is. A spoon of the place can want to be machmer on either one side or the other side, shall which try to be machmin. That's very sure to be samach on the case of a spoon. Now, practically, when you want to mash things on Shabbos, now usually you're doing a case of la'alter. Come along, Moshe says, let's make a cheshbon over here. Says, according to me, it's not nichel neged of shinoi. But the mice, according to me, there's a hetel alta, which we'll get to. When the Chanish has no hetel alta, but he says you can do with the handle of a spoon. So it says, fine. So if you, anyway, practically, not do with the handle of a spoon makes no nafkamina. According to the paiskim, according to Moshe, says there can be hetel alta. According to you, the Chanish, he said, don't send the Chanish. But fine. Chanish says no hetel alta, but he says do with the handle of a spoon. So send the Moshe, do with the handle of a spoon. So practically, not much of an nafkamina, and just do it with the handle of a spoon. That's beside the first heter of Shina Gomer, the second heter of Ein Toichin Ela B'dula Karko. We mentioned last time, if you look up the Yisoid and the Pasha, the place can go, the Pshat of this heter over here, Ein Toichin Ela B'dula Karko, Chumash Hadeshin explains, is Betzim as a build-up. Teisva Shita is, by Shai Yerok is a Shari. Coming with Chumash Hadeshin, he says, Adu Shinam Argu. There he wants to say, the whole machlek is between Teisva versus Shari Shainim. As Daku when the Min is there to be Toichin, the Derech is take Tfu on to grind it up. However, when the min is not there to be toichin, like basu kadoima, the derech not to be toichin, in that case, maybe everyone agrees, and therefore they all hold, ain't toichin, ela b'gdula karka, mashi nak gdula karka, everyone agrees, there's no tchino. Come on, Shemot Hadeshin says, since my holy yisoid is a build-up, I'm saying the holy yisoid is any time that Taishas is saying, ain't toichin, by Shai Rokas, other Rishon agree, when it's not gdula karka, if I find a case that Taishas is a machmer, all Rishon is a machmer. Therefore, he says, for example, by the case of Eifis, since the Pshat Toysus is Dafkuin's Derech, let's say you need Tchina Mitzad the Eifis Shabbai, if Toysus is masking to ask him Mitzad the Eifis, because you need Tchina, who did not be no hector by case Nakdulakarko. Therefore he says by cutting up Balsa, for Aphis is also, that's what Mor brings down. The Mor saying cutting up Aphis, cutting up Balsa for Aphis is also, why is it also, any token Elam Bidulakarko, since going to Taisus is also, because you need Chino, you need it for the Aphis, who didn't always try to agree it's also. That means a very fortunate said over here. Anytime the Taisus answers something, or Lushan Master, anytime the Taisus, again, Taisus has a head of a Eurocus. We don't hold the Taisus head to, but anytime the Taisus answers something, we'll also hold it also. That means, the Maestro will get to the Chaznish, his Shito will say, is that by all Eichlim, the whole Machlaikis by Eichlim Taisus Vashar Rishonim is by Chaticha, by cunning it. The case is by cunning Eurocus, a Chodik Dak Dak by Eurocus, Machlaikis Taisus Vashar Rishonim. However, come along the Chaznish is going to prove it and say that Daka by cunning, by Tchina Gemura, by pulverizing something, everyone agrees there's no heter by Shai Rokas. Therefore, come out by Gdula Karkakul in the Chaznish, there'll be no heter. There is no heter. Ain't Gdula Karkakul, no heter in the Chaznish. Therefore, we'll have to get to numerous problems according to that. How can you mash eggs? How can you mash liver? These cases, the Kun Chaznish will be no heter, but ain't Tarkin El Gdula Karkakul, Sad Inim Tarkin. Because again, the whole entire side of the Chaznish is building off Eichlin. We have, by Earth, Lamai says Machmer. Therefore, but also the Karka, Engel the Karka, also be Machmer. So now let's get to the third head of Eichlin. Again, we Lamai say Machmer. But come along the Chaznish, and he says, Abing before Shi Shami, the Shami has a case of garlic, of Shum. They discuss over there, can a person be psychic, grind it up? Then the Shami, even Isim Tat Teuchen. What does Taisus and what does the Rosh and what does the Rambam do with the Shami? It's before Shi Shami that says that by Paris it's also. Says the Chaznish, you know why? Because by Eichlin, the only time they're being makel the Rishonim is daka by only by cutting and not by grinding up. By grinding, everyone agrees it's also. There's no heter at all. That's one of his rayas. Now, numerous achronim go with this mahalach of the Chaznish. They want to again this mahalach, the heter of Taisus v'Shar Rishonim by Eichlin is daka by cutting, not by grinding up. Like the Talal has this mahalach, the Bismoshi before me has this mahalach, and the Svarim and Manenu like going with this mahalach. The Svara they say, because the whole machloikis by Eichel is daka isn't Eichel now, and still isn't Eichel, this is smaller pieces. Grinding up is a new thing over here. It's a new entity over here. It's a new tzura. A new thing over here, rather that's Nichol the get of Teichen. But in not the Derech, or Derech, in what? In something that's the same thing over here. Making a new thing over here, that's Nichol the Isser. Now, there are other ways to answer Yishalmi. They want to say the Marsham that being down to the Bavli, the Augs of the Yishalmi. Or the way how the Shvi Shabbos wants to answer that Davka by Shum was not Roy Kolkach before he grinded it up. Fine, the other way to answer Yishalmi, but the Maisa Chanish and Lum was posting all this way, there's no heter by Chatisha by Eichlin. Another way comes along the Chaznish says, by the case of Mirasek, the case of the Sefta says, taking the Vela of Gregus, Rechuvim, Lefnei Zakenim. Now the word Lefnei Zakenim, he says, means not for the altar, but the case over there being Mirasek. And why is no heter? By this case of Eichlin, what does Taisus Rosh do with the case of Dvela and Chuvim? If there's a kingdom, it's Eichlin, the fourth scepter that answers it. So come along and says either one heter, it's sad, it's being Mirasik. There's no heter of Eichlin by Mirasik. Or it says the kingdom is the Amifnei Atzmoy, there's no heter, it's sad, the kingdom. Those are two ways of saying it, and therefore the end is choshev with both Malchim, whether by Chatisha he's giving Machmer, or the kingdom be Machmer, there'll be no heter side Taisus and the Rosh. This Malach Be'ikah is ready again. The Chayodim brings it down for the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is discussing that L'chuy Yav Hastiris Taisus and Taisus Daf Ayin Dalad says there is Shar Oichlam Mishari. Mashing Taisus by Osir Kuf Yidalam Beis says by Shar Oichlam there is an Isser of Teichen. Says the Mishnah Melech and the Nishmas Odom explains. You know why? Because by Osir he's pulverizing it. He's doing it very very thin, very thin. Avado all the Rishonim agree there's an Isser of Teichen. The fourth heter of Teuchen Acha Teuchen, look up the Mishnah Melech, the case that he's discussing over there, he's discussing the case of taking bread and making it very thin and being Zohar in the wind, Mitzad Chometz on Pesach. His case of this Teuchen Acha Teuchen, come on the Mishnah Melech and says, the whole heter is Dafka by Teuchen Acha Teuchen, is Dafka with pieces. But however, making it very thin, the dak, into Mamish the flour, that he wants it is no heter. Void the Chaznish himself, he holds the whole entire head of Teuchen Acha Teuchen is only a bit serf of the altar. That means you don't have the head of the altar, you don't have the head of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. Let's go to the next head, to the fifth head of the altar. Kamlon the Chaznish, and again the Ishmael the Sefta. The Sefta says, Lefnei Zekainim, you cannot be Murasik Develo Gregus Cheruvim from the Zekainim. Now, what does the word Lefnei Zekainim mean? The words of Ramal Lefnei Zekainim. So, Kamlon Chaznish says, Lefnei Zekainim means La Alter. Why is no Hetel Alter? Rashi says La Alter helps. Elamayim must be by Murasik. There's no Hetel Alter. There's no Hetel Alter by Murasik. Now, he says Zekainim might be different, but that's his Yisoid, he says. Now, the Moshe points out that the Pimagonim already had this problem, and the Meshavu and others, they say Lefnei Zekainim is Lavdavka, Ochen Milson Alkat, and therefore Lefnei Zekainim means even afterwards. Maisa Chanish says there's no Hetel Alter by being Mirasik. The Rayas they discuss if there's a Hetter of Alter by being Mirasik. First, the Mishnah Dafka from the Nehem and Aleph Mishnah, it says, Eim Raskin Loisha Shachas Lois Charuvim. Now, the Gemara says why you cannot do it, Mitzad Tircho, Mitzad Afshir Uchlo. What happened to me, according to the Chanish, it's being Murasik. So why isn't, the Chor should be also, why are they coming to ask Mitzad Toichen? So the Goyin says, Echanami, that's the Ma'amokim, it's Mutal Alter. The Goyin says, that's the Ma'amokim. That means the Goyin is all going to Chanish. The Chanish answers, no, what's the case over there, Al Tircho, or also Afshir Uchlo? He says, you know why? Because in that case, talking about Dafka, you press it together, you're not doing a Ma'at Tchino. We're doing big pieces. The fact that the Goyim would arrive from that Mishnah, the Chanish has to answer that Mishnah, we see the Goyim argues the Chaznish. Another Maramachim they want to discuss if there's a Raya to the altar by a case of Mirasik. Come along the Urcha Shabbos and says, I bring Mephosh Raya against the Chaznish. Look at the Rivosh. The Rivosh quotes the Raj with the head to the altar, and the Rivosh is discussing a case of grinding up cheese. And the Rivosh only answers cheese, why Mitzad Ubdin Dechol? What mean Mitzad Ubdin Dechol? Lachorish be also Mitzad being Mirasik. Therefore it says, Urcha Shabbos, I have a Rivosh against you. Now, the Urcha Shabbos obviously did not see the letters the Chaznish himself wrote. The Chaznish, again, was led to the Binyamin Zilber, printed again all over. The Chaznish asked him from the Rivosh. And the Chaznish answered back. Ba'etzim said, I knew the Rivosh was really a Baya. I just didn't answer you before because it can't be marked so much in my letters. And I've added the case of Rivosh of grinding up cheese, not a case of making it into flour, it's a case of cutting it to pieces. They want to say, but right, and they said, especially by case of cheese, cheese is not coming to very, very thin pieces. When you grind up cheese, it comes into a in of chitoch and not chino. Therefore, there's no right from the Rivosh. That's the Chaznish himself answers from the Rivosh, like the Urcha Shabbos wants to bring right to it, and also the, very strange, the Karp himself also wants to discuss Pshat and the Rivosh over there. The Chaznish himself answers the Rivosh. Another way they want to bring down the Shabbos bias wants to bring right from the Rajbah, he wants time to report to Rajbah that Chaznish missed out. Because the case of the Rajbah himself, he brings down the Yishalmi by the case of Shum, and he himself says to the Hetel Alter. Now look up at the Rajbah inside, I don't think there's a Kash from there. But those are the Rayas. The Maestro comes out by the case of Chatisha and Risuk, we have five Eterim, four of them the Chaznish knocked away. The only Hetel he's left is Rushinoi. Shinoi that the report is after. The Hetel of Dula Karka, he says, depends upon Oichli. Knocked away Oichli, knocked away Dula Karka. The Hetel of Alti, knocked away. Teuchen Acha Teuchen is dependent upon Alti, knocked away Teuchen Acha Teuchen. That means, according to the Chaznish, by grinding up things, four of the Eterim don't apply at all, according to all Rishonim Itainis. The only Hetel you have a Hetel of Alter. I mean, that's what comes out. If the Chaznish, again, the five Eterim in the Sugar, we pass like four of them Iker, some of them Bitsurufim, and we don't pass from Lachilo. Come to the Chaznish, he knocked away all the Eterim, only thing left is the case of Shinoi. By a case of Chatisha, of mashing and grinding things up. Now, Osla Locho, let's say we argue in the Chaznish, Maestro, we're in Moshe and the Goyim, the Pimgorim, arguing in the Chaznish, they're arguing in the case of Alter, the arguing in the case of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. So it comes out that we hold the head of Shinoi, we hold the head of Alter, we hold the head of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. But I don't know, I'm not clear if there's a heter of Dule Karko or Yuakis. Those two cases, I'm not sure there's a heter. Because I don't see anywhere that they clearly argue on the Prima Chaznish. The Chaznish has a right from Yishalmi, and I have a right from the Sefto. Why isn't there a right? No, we didn't knock away the Raya. The case of the Sefto says why Lefnezik, they knocked away Lefnezik came as not La Alter. They did not knock away the words of Chuvim and Gregorius. They did not knock away the case of Oichlin. The altar they argued, and they knock away the altar. But Lamaisa, the case of the Sefto is Gregus and Nevelo. What happened to Otaisus? They argued the Sefto Otaisus. Yishalmi's case of Shom, they argued on the Yishalmi. Says the Chaznish, must be a case of Rimurasek. No, Shri Shabbos has two Turotzim. He's not sure. He has two Malachim. But Masham said, maybe Babi argued the Yishalmi. Last year, the place can be down the Yishalmi. The Yishonim bring down the Yishalmi, the Rambam bring down, they bring down the Yishalmi. So, the Maisa, of the five Eterim, three of them are still hold of, Shinoi, L'Alter, and Teuchen, Acha, Teuchen. Two of them, I'm not sure. Big enough, Kamino. Fine. I'd count the halacha aspect. Again, according to Chazon Ish, the four Terim are gone, left a Shinoi. According to us, we left it to be the Terim. Make it practical. One case. Take eggs and Shabbos. Can you mash eggs with pork and Shabbos? Plain and simple. A regular case. Now, eggs, you can say, ain't toichin elevu l'karko. When you're mashing it, being rasik it, what are you doing? You're a maisa of tchina gemura. Tchina gemura, can you do that on Shabbos or not? According to Chazon Ish, vada you can. What's the act of doing it? According to us, if it's not alto, also we got a problem. What's the act of anyone taking eggs? Everyone discussing, it's had losh, and it's had onions overnight, and it's had burr. What happened to the case of toichin? Okay, everyone answers, toichin, ain't toichin elevu l'karko. It's not true, it's being morassic. It. Morassic is being mashing it. Morassic is mashing it. There's no hectic. The new thing it came from a whole solid egg to egg salad. It changes it to, of course, be also.
Not the back of the socket. The back of the.
No, so you do the back of the shino, you can say there. But they do with the fork. Everyone, what they do, they mash it. It's very hard to do the back of it. What's that? So, the Oyster Shabbos, he discussed this. He has a long stickle in it. So, you want to let him shy Beliski, shy Beliski, go back. You know what the hectic is? It's also. Any Khalami can't do it. It's also. Feed the cheshbon, the chazanish, what's the hatter? No one even called us, what's the hatter? It is no hatter. So he brings down the Oyster Shabbos brings down that Rehuda Shapiro is the chazanish. He is the chazanish. The chazanish answered back, Echlami, female cheshbon should be also. However, it's more for a different reason. Why? Because he says, it's nichol in the hatter of toichen achat toichen. Why? Because the case was, there was first a liquid with the egg, then the egg got cooked, then you're mashing it. Therefore, since it came a chiba ayin nei bnei adam, there was nichol hetter toichen achat toichen. Oh, fine. Now, they also asked this question. Minam and Zelba Oznet Bru. He wrote back, no. The Chazanish, when he has a whole struggle against me to answer bananas, he only wants to be machmer in the case of altar. He does not want to be machmer in the case of a case of gula karko. That's what he says, as far as I see from the letters. Now he says, and if he wants to make on the case of eggs. Now, Yesh Lodin, exactly why. You read what he wrote, Chanish, Binyam Zilba, it's not true. He's come to Makulchu and everything. Binyam Zilba says, he came to Ogmi Dafkim La Altar, and not on the case of Chatishu. So, come down to Maisa, Kun Chanish is Mutabitan only Tarikhan Acha Toychen. Now, we'll come out, Big Naf Kamina, then we're talking about mashing eggs and Shabbos. Mashing eggs and Shabbos doesn't want to answer. Again, Shabbaliski wants to ask Kun Chanish. Chanish says, Mut only a Tarikhan Acha Toychen. First of all, let's say only Chanishi wants to make a why, because it's nichol neged toichen achat toichen. That means, let's say, mashing liver on Shabbos. Kun Chanish himself is maskim, it's also. The only reason he'd be maskim on eggs is because it wasn't liquid, it came to a salad. Kun Chanish, to mash a liver, or to mash basar, or to mash fish, all these things into a tchina gemura, Kun Chanish should be also. That's number one. Number two, L'chod is a baya with the Chanish, he wants to say it's nichol neged toichen achat toichen. He himself paskin toichen achat toichen, only mutter b'tzirful altar. He says no hetel altar. He says that's all tshuva to the numa zol, but there's no hetel altar by mashing. So even you, the chaznish, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, you answered this to Yehuda Shabiro, that was your teretz, but you don't hold of toichen achat toichen only with the altar. No, see, the chaznish answering for us, not for him. So I don't even understand the teretz, which is kash, which is, I don't understand when the chaznish himself answered, before it doesn't add up. Mice negate, the one say l'chofach negate us, chura, if you do not do the altar, I'm not exactly sure what we're being samech on. Now the Oyster Shabbos wants a taina that he has rights that the Arab Pesachim will argue on this Indian of Gula Karka and Yerokas. Yesh lodim with his rights. Chura, we l'maisel, if we argue in the Chandish, we Pesachim argue in the Chandish on the altar. The Goyin argues, the people Goyin argues, the Moshe argues, says all the Pesachim argue of the altar. How can we mash eggs only on the altar? But comes out mashing eggs on Shabbos to do the night beforehand, can't that everyone agrees it's also? Can't that everyone agrees it's also? The Meisim, you tell me, the Minig Olam is to make, yeah, the Minig Olam is to make, what's the Mukhsud also? Don't, people are trying to, the Minig Olam is that way, yeah, Minig is La Altu, see if La Altu. Not doing La Altu, can't that everyone holds also? And even La Altu, those one also.
What would La Altu be, say
because one is Derech Achila. Derech Achila, like Boy is a Malacha Gomer. Altar is mutter.
The fact that you're mashing doesn't bother us, right? In all the Chazanish is far, that mashing is a
meaning. No, Boyer is a complete malacha, altar is mutter.
Same way. Right.
No, he holds not, though, fine, but the fact that there's two different swords over here, you're up.
Within the Chazanish halfway.
Yeah. No, I don't have any chloride that argued on the Chazanish by Gula Karka Yorkis. If you're fine, please tell me. The only my Moshe's true against the Chazanish is the altar. He didn't argue on the Yorkis. And I don't know how to answer this after. How do you answer? They're talking about Dvela v'Groigus. Moshe l'fnei zekeinim, no, does not mean l'fnei zekeinim, lav dafka. What happened to Vela, Groigus, and Vela? Those cases are Oichlin. What does Taish do with that? Almay must be Mechal B'ti Merasek, not be Merasek. What do you do with this after? I don't know what to do with it. Oh, so now if you have to know that's true or not. You have to have somebody who... He said, if there's Lav Dafka, Oichlin Nosan Nokin, he says in B'alocha. He said, Oichlin Nosan Nokin, I think it's Dafka. You can't take both sides of the spectrum, you know. The mic la out la alter the matter. What?
Even with the four part of the four.
Yeah, the alter is no problem. Yeah. What do we do, Lalach? What do we do? Fine, so the maestro comes out, eggs the maestro, the minix he make him with the alter. The Kunachan Nishi, Shlod himself is making him with the Teuchen Acha Teuchen, which is an awesome Kaddish, I don't do with it. The maestro comes out, Kunachan Nishi, we also liver and eggs.
Even with vegetables, even avocado and things.
We'll get next level, next case. What about bananas and avocados? So, the place he was discussing bananas and avocados, come along with the chaznish, and the command all this form will be machm chaznish, say it's nichl the gedder of teichen, and therefore you have to be semich upon the plum team, make him it's an in of teichen shabai. Now, according to chaznish, you won't have a hetel altar, because nichl being matching its kinder gemurah. According to other places, you have a hetel altar. But the chaznish says it's nichl the gedder of teichen. Come along with Moshe and the mechaim no, before him and others, the one taina. Come on, Moshe has numerous tainas against the Chaznish. He quotes the Chaznish and disagrees. First, he says that you want to say there's no heter bananas la alter. You ran against Binyam and Zilber. You want to say it's chiv chattis. Says first of all, you're wrong. The Pesachim argue with you. Prim Gonim argue with you. The Goyin argue with you. There is a heter la alter. Number one. Number two is even if you're right that there is no heter la alter being morasic. First of all, when you take a banana and mash it, what is that? He said that's not full of teichen. That's just flattening it. We said off at the beginning that's smoothing something down, flattening something, that's not teichen, that's just making something one mush. It's making this, taking something hard, making it softer. That's not nichel in the get of teichen. So Moshe, you chadnish, you're masking softening something, it's not nichel in the get of teichen, because you write that. So why the world would be machlan bananas? So Moshe, I tested it, I tried the bananas, when you push it down, you soften it, it's not breaking off into pieces. Fun, you have to, and Matthias, how that works, is that true? How well you take a fork, you mash it all the way through, maybe it does break off Matthias. Yeshlodin, that's true. Void. So therefore, Moshe says, first of all, la'alt is mutter. Second of all, even la'alt is not mutter, circles of it's not teichen. Third, he says, come on, elma, you want to be machmer, and the chanish says, what to do with the handle of a spoon? He says, that's not shinui. He says, according to me, la'alt is mutter. According to the chanish, also says, do the handle of spoons, do the handle of spoon. Fine, my left is do the handle of spoon, makes no difference. La'alt. Or handle of fork, certainly for sure, yeah. Fine, so the Meister comes out, bananas and avocado they discuss is nichel the get of teichen, is this not mashing enough? So the Chanish wants to be mekel. Those one time the Chanish is only mekel by kids, I'm not sure what that should be. It sounds like in the safe phrase, mekel across the board, that it's mutter only if you do a b'shina gomba, not that even to, and not dafka the kids. And Moshe says, big is mutter for all cases, certainly when the case is samoch, and Meister, when we make the Chanish, do a b'shina, even the handle of a spoon. Now, just now we mentioned how the Chanish answered the case of eggs. He says that he's matzah, why? Because he went from a liquid to a salad. Now to understand that, let's get to the source of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. Now we already mentioned, well a week ago, the Indian of Teuchen Acha Teuchen, we have Machlokes, we show what Halach is. The Rashbam, by case of Pas, says by Pas, grinding it up afterwards, ready piece of bread, is mutter Teuchen Acha Teuchen. A very Rishon of Gold, that's why it's mutter, because Teuchen Acha Teuchen. Atzala Sheni, the Anu, was placing the mice to argue on the side of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. The Rashba's case of La'alter is causing case of Pas. Why is Pas Mutter? Says the Rashba, no, it's Mutter because La'alter. They point out the Rashba argues, says the Ra'al, the Shittel around the Ritual, why the Mice is Pas Mutter? It's Nichon the Heter of Shari Rok and Shari. Why is it Pas Mutter, Al Teichen Acha Teichen? Therefore, we see over here that Rishonim argue on the side of Teichen Acha Teichen. Machon Rishonim, La'locho, Chlor, Ramos, Mekel Teichen Acha Teichen, that's Ik Aloch among Psak, Hagam, again the Chayodom, and the Chaznisha Teichen Acha Teichen is only Mutter La'alter. Now, what is a svara for Teuchen Acha Teuchen? Why to be mekel? They ask from different sugyas. We see, first of all, they're being down the Shalmi, the Sephiroth, the Gemaras. They see, by case of a metal, to grind up metal, losh of the Rambam, is nichel together of tchina, of Teuchen. Take pottery, cheres, grind up is nichel Teuchen. You have dirt upon you, offer the loch and simishin base of zayin. If the dirt upon you is yavesh, says the mechabe, to rub it off you, the dirt, it's a problem with that Teuchen Shabbai. Why is the nichel in the case of teichen acha teichen? Therefore, there they come out from, we see Mekoris, that there is numerous Mekoris, that we see the Indian of doing Toichen after Toichen. Now, just maybe to answer Kirega, the way the Chodesh Shani answers, they want a Taino. Chodesh Shani has an answer, but what's he saying Toichen after Toichen? There are three ways of saying it over. One way, look, the Pashas are going, and the Shavuot Shabbos is clearly that way. Just like we have a klal of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, we have a klal of Ein Toichen Acha Toichen. Once something is cooked already, take a piece of chicken, you cooked it, on Shabbos you want to heat up on top of a pot, no problem, why Ein Bishul Acha Bishul? Who didn't over here? Also, the same Yisoid, you have an Ein of Ein Toichen Acha Toichen. Therefore, he says, Mashenkin, things that came hard and went back to the original state, let's say, for example, by Mayim, you cooked it, can you recook it on Shabbos? No. I am Bishul Acha Bishul. Since it went back to original state and it lost its mila being cooked, says Fisher Shabbos, here also, when you take metal, you grind it up, you make it into liquid, and then it congeals again and makes it hard again, it undid the process of Toichen already. Since it undid and made it hard, it lost the stages there beforehand. Just like by Toichen Acha Toichen, just like a Bishul Acha Bishul, if it lost the stage beforehand, there is an Issa Bishul. We never Toichen, if it lost the stage before and it lost the mila of Toichen, and therefore be also. Therefore by pottery, by metal, it lost the stage, will be also. Otherwise be more toast. What? But doesn't Lamaisa, it was kernels. You ground it up and now it's much softer, different to and did not lose its did not get as hard as it was before and much harder before. You need a machine to grind up, heat on the machine, everyone by hand can do it. Therefore what? Even cell bread and mice grind up much better than the kernels again. That's one way of saying it over. Another way of saying it over, and the difference for the Pimgam seems to go this way and the Chanish goes clearly this way, depends how the Chibah came about. If it's Chibah b'nei Odom, Chibah alidei Tivi, from nature. If nature put two things together, then it will be Nichol in the Isser Teichen. Let's say b'nei Odom put it together, he says, Lav Dafki didn't make the Tchina before into it. Let's say it was a liquid, and combine the two things together, but since a person put it together, there's no Teichen on something a person put together. Ain't Teichen Acha Teichen, does not mean Dafki was Teichen done beforehand. It just means that if a person put it together, there's no Chshivas for the Tchina that you're doing, that you're separating it. That pure that you're doing is not a Maisa pure that is negated to the Metzias in the world. It's a fraud that b'nei Odom is doing to the Chiva b'nei Odom, there's no Chshivas of Teichen. Sorry? So we'll have to get that. First, the svaras. A third svar, they say, the Eglital wants to say, and the Chaim No, it really depends. Ain't the het of Toichen Acha Toichen is dafka by Dule Karko, not by Karko. The chil between Dule Karko and Karko. Why? Dule Karko, when you take the vegetable and you grind it up, it's further away from what it was beforehand. There's no way of getting back to the original stage. Mashiach and Karko, you don't say this, when you take dirt, grind it up, it came to pieces, put water, put it back together. By karka itself, things that not grow from the ground, things that are ground, it did not get further removed from the stage that it came from, and therefore the het of Toichen Acha Toichen, the only things that are further removed, like gedule karka. Karka we don't say this cloud by. Those are three svaras. Take one example. What about by chocolate? Is there any of Toichen Acha Toichen? Let's say you have a bar of chocolate, can you take it and grind up and make it into pieces on Shabbos, into Maisa Tchina on Shabbos. So you go through this far as, according to the Goyin, according to which the Shvi Shabbos explains, Ein Toichen Acha Toichen, Nichol, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, Avada should be Mutter. What's the Shaila? Avada should be Mutter, because it never went back to the original state. We see clearly that the Maisa Bishul is still here, the Maisa Tchina is still here. So Avada should be Mutter. According to the Eglek Tal, there's a Chil between Dule Karka and Karko. So fine, so of course, there's Dule Karka, she'll also be Mutter. According to the Chaz Nish, he says the side over here is mitzad. There's depends on the chibah al day bnei odom or chibur from tivi. This is a person that he grind up, he melted it, he pressed it like a piece of bread. Chur should be mutter also in the case of chocolate. So any of the three svaras, the chur should be mutter. Come along the Archa Shabbos when he quotes the Chaz Nish, he's moistened of a bunch of words in the Chaz Nish. He kind of the side of the Chaz Nish. He says first of all is chibah al bnei odom or tivi, and therefore why is chibah bnei odom different than Chibah Tivi? Because Chibah Tivi says it goes back and this Mesal Gami, the Matzav HaKoidim, is so stark. Mashiach Chibah Bnei Odom is not so stark. He's moistened into the words, what's Chibah between Tivi and Bnei Odom? What's the Chilik? Because they're so stark over here. It's a strong Indian over here. Therefore, come on the Rosh Hashanah, says once, he says, it's Mahalach Shana Chaz Nish, he says, you know why it's also? It's also because they were so shocked and went back to matzav kaidim. Therefore, chokla is also going up on Shabbos. Because he took the words of the Chanish and said, what's the pshan of the Chanish? Chanish is between Tivi and not Tivi, and between Bnei Adam. The Chilik is not Stam Tivi Bnei Adam. That's not the Yisoid over here. The Yisoid is so stark to himself, the Matzav HaKoidim.
What's
so stark? The Chivor Shibai. Chivor Bnei Adam is not stark. A Chivor Tivi is stark. Therefore, he wants to ask the Chokla. Now, we wrote him a letter to explain himself. We had different kashas upon him. This is the only letter I think he didn't answer us, why the Maestro should be Mutter. First of all, according to the Shri Shabbos, Nevada's Mutter. According to the God, Nevada's Mutter. And according to the Chanish, you're saying an awesome Chiddush over here. You're saying that what is so dark that it lost the Matzav HaKoidim? First of all, it's not true. The way they make beans, first of all, you have beans in front of you. You roast them, then you grind them up and make them into these powder and into liquid form. Then you put sometimes sugar inside or milk inside, and then it congeals. And Maestro, the stage right now, Lechura, is not as hard as it was beforehand. It's even like bread, Maestro, you can grind it up, it became harder, but it did not go as hard as it was beforehand. Lechura should be Maestro Mutter. But if you want even more than that, the Chazanish himself, they asked about eggs. Eggs Lechura is what? It's harder than it was before, it was a liquid, to a solid. See, the Chazanish himself did not hold the Yisoid that is Misal Matzav HaKoidim. That one back is so shocked the Chibur. What do you mean over here? The chib over here was the fact that Maestro, the egg lechura is stronger than the case that was the liquid. And still the Chanish says the egg is mutter. Why? Atoichen achatoichen. So the Maestro, you take any cookie, any cookie should be a case of chocolate, and a cookie about his mutter is toichen achatoichen. So I'm not exactly sure why Reuven Maestro wants to ask the chocolate again. He says he says chibak is chocolate is batal chinak akademes. Those are the exact words. Not exactly sure, Matthias, why that's so. Lemaisa still, it has a mile of being ground up beforehand. Lemaisa, what people do on Shabbos, usually, anyway, they usually peel pieces to it. Usually peeling pieces on Shabbos, you make chocolate, the chura is not nichel of teichen kod lapai skim, it's only on the oirich, not the roichim. They usually don't grind it up into pieces. And kentai, the whole shayla of tchina does not apply to the Indian of chocolate at all, because usually people don't make it into dak. Usually it's into shavings, chocolate shavings. Kenzan chocolate shavings according to everyone's motto. And Shemati, the Berkowitz, says that to grind up you're not allowed to, but anyway, the shavings of Adi allowed to do it on Shabbos. He was machmir with chocolate, but he says the shavings are motto. Don't know. Now, another case you could also say upon this, what about cheese also? Cheese in Chora is nichel the head of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. The place comes discussing cheese is nichel the head of Ein Teuchen El Gdele Karko. So Maestro of Nevitzalz Vishibu said Echanami, it's also Nechel Hetter of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. The same Hetter. When the Chanish Lechor Yiv Shishtein, should have the same Hetter. It was a liquid, went to salad, went from milk to a curd, you congealed it, making the cheese. Should be Nechel Negeta this Hetter. Maestro, those disagree, the Chodeshani and Mechaim, no, they say no, it's not Nechel Hetter of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. They come on and say, it sounds like to me, it's for Hafucha from the case of the Chaznish, by the case of the egg. They tell you the reason why by cheese, not nechel hetter of teichen acha teichen, because before it was cheese, what was it? It was a liquid. So you can liquid to salad, that's nechel hetter of teichen acha teichen. It's going to a new matzav over here. Went from liquid to a salad. Therefore, since it's changed to new matzav, so now we do a tchina to it. Now you're praying into pieces. Avada sheikh in the teichen.
That's
of nechel. The question is also the head of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. Prima Godim is this Kasha. Very Prima Godim. Why the world of Paiskim getting involved in Teuchen Acha Teuchen? Let's be Matal Teuchen Acha Teuchen. Is Vivash Ogmin all the Rishonim? So they either want to say Echanam, but not tell Echanam is Nichol the head of Teuchen Acha Teuchen. Or they want to say it's not Nichol. Why? It went from liquid to salad. Shemamish is for Fuch, what the Chanish said by the case of eggs. The reason why it's Mutter, Teuchen Acha Teuchen, went from liquid to salad. Fine. Tzorchi and Tzorchbir. Another case, just a riot against a Reuben, is that all the Pesachim discuss about medicines, tablets, could grind them up on Shabbos. So Pesachim are Mekel, and who else is Mekel? The Archa Shabbos is Mekel. He says, take medicine, take alcohol, take Tylenol, and grind them up on Shabbos. Now why? Because Teuchen Acha Teuchen. I do not see how in the world, Matthias-wise, chocolate should be any different than tablets. As far as I can tell, they're just as hard, just as strong, just as solid. Why the world tell me chocolate was Chayza, Tematzav Kedemes more than tablets, just as strong as tablets, I don't understand. Just like tablets are mutter growing up on Shabbos, wouldn't chocolate be mutter on Shabbos? Another case is costly, what about grinding up cornflakes on Shabbos? Can you do that on Shabbos or not? So it really depends on what bracha you make in cornflakes. Because it depends what company. If you make a bracha of shahakal, that means you're assuming the company already ground it up. The real cornflakes is ground it up, and then they make it into pieces. If you make a shahakal, I think the real ones. The fake ones are ground up. Okay, the real cornflakes, they press it down, press it. They would never take an afetechen. So if you ground up cornflakes in Shabbos, it really depends what bracha you make upon it. If you know the matzias, not if you're making a shakal with kodach sonia deal, and therefore shakal became all the nyonim. You don't get mitzad, you know the matzias, it really depends on what bracha you make. There's another thing that discussed mitzad toichin, there's an anaya heter, they discussed at the end of the simon, about what about things that are cooked on Shabbos. Is the heter tchino, the mamokim that coming from the mechaber, and Sif Yutes brings down a Rambam, he's discussing a case that you have shum, garlic, or baiser, that the, let's say you're merasik in Er Shabbos. Can you finish off the risicha doing it on Shabbos? The mechaber over there says that if it's mechuset dicha, you cannot finish it on Shabbos. Good morning, Daf Yutes. If it's mechuset shchika, you can finish it off on Shabbos. Now why? Am I doing a meis tchin on Shabbos? The Mishabur says, this refus, this cereal, a daiso, that you did Er Shabbos, since it's only missing a little bit meis of tchin of grinding, therefore you'll have finishing it off on Shabbos. Therefore the Paiskim bring down this halacha, the Paiskim will say that something that already is so soft, or ground up before Shabbos, you want to finish off the grinding aspect, the Maisa can do that on Shabbos. For Shemachaber, for Shemambam, based on Gemara and Daf Yutes, that first you can finish off something that's cooked on Shabbos. Now this heter, take just a couple of cases, getting late. First, a potato, can you mash it on Shabbos? Mitzad, there's no teichin at all. It's come on the place, and they say, this whole entire heter is dafka, when it ready is soft. But you want to mash it on Shabbos, you want to finish off the teichin process. It's not finishing off by a potato that you cooked. It was not morastic at all. Then the place can say, avada, take a potato and mash it on Shabbos. Avada nichon is a teichin. You have a hetla alter maybe. You'll have other attainment to a bishinoi. But time to mash it, mitzad is a teichin, nichon to get a teichin. There's no hetla that you're finishing off the teichin process. The process is never done to it. I cooked it and you softened it, but the mice is still, there's a whole gabra over here. Now they do bring down the tiladov that says when you take a potato and you push it down, it's only softening it and not break off the pieces. If it wants to be makel, fine, but that'll clear it. You find the matzias. Moshe only wants to mat them bananas. He writes not on potatoes. He says potatoes of other salsa. Then don't madam the two potatoes. You break off the pieces. Fine, that's kasha. Fine, but as far as I see, the potatoes that we have in front of us, when you take a fork and mash it, it breaks over the pieces. That's nechel again of toichin. Now, fine, so again, we have this head of something that's cooked. So the paiskim, this Indian cooks only with something that's very, very soft cooked. That means, let's say you have an apple that is cooked, that's very cooked, a cooked apple. Maisi, you take it out, when you take it with a peel, inside is very, very cooked. To take that and mash that, it already was teichin. The elamai, you're finishing off the process, you wouldn't want to smear it down. But etzim, there's a soft thing over here, and the vada, it's motor.
You're separating it, though.
So what? The teichin process was done to it. You're just doing the last point to it. It really was, you cooked it, but it's so soft that it's very easy to push down. So now the Paiskim says, the Paiskim discusses is what about a raw apple that got cooked by nature, by itself, or avocado is very soft. Let's say avocado is very, very soft. So without the heter, mitzvah is only being mashed down. There's a nicholas heter, mitzvah was cooked. So the Paiskim wants to say, the fact that something was not cooked, but Moshe discusses it, and the Chaim Kineski and others say this whole heter is dafka when something is cooked. That makes it so soft, it makes it in the process of being toichen. Something that's raw, it won't have this heter, and you have to answer. The Ezeb Shalom Azam that brings down, that let's say if it's so soft, you pick up one end, the other end falls down, that's vada, it's already broken off. That's nichol, that there's no iser toichen over here. For which case? An apple, again, we have this heter, something that's mostly toichen, you can finish off the toichen aspect. An apple also, baked apple is mostly toichen, just finishing off. Just a Messiah inside Ben Azman is coming up. Every Ben Azman, there's always three things to discuss. Indian of Kibbutz Aveim, if you go to Golis. The Indian of Kavodat Torah, that we represent Klal Yisrael, we represent Torah, and therefore whatever you do, you have to know people looking upon you. And you have to, whether you think you are Torah or not, might you present Torah, and you have to know their heritage. But this one main thing to get at, specifically this man, 5 months from the Shabbos. What we learned over this man is a lot. I'm trying to make a cheshbon. We learned more than half the Lamatas Malachas. We learned 21 of the Malachas Baker. We learned, besides that, Melech Machsheves, the 5 Enum to get to it. Various side things, Shnei Mekvachatag, Mechim Baltai, and other things. A lot we learned. The only way to acquire Torah, unless you're one in a billion, has this photographic memory, is through Chazara. There's no way, far as I know, by anyone. Let's do Chazara, and then do afterwards more Chazara, and again. And if you spend 5 months or something, and anyone who's here right now, the Chol Baruch Hu, is Machshav Torah. The only way to acquire the Torah, to make a kingdom upon the Torah, is doing, learning it over and over and over. You have a whole month coming up. There's Shibudim, there's Mishpacha, there's Tehillim, there's Fine, and Pesach. A lot of Chayisim person has to do. But what you have to do Chazara. Now, how to do Chazara is you have to make sure you have a Seder, a Chavusa. If you don't have a Seder, a Chavusa, you're going to find so many things to do. And so much other Shibudim upon you. And the Kabbal all Chavusa, Kabbal all, then you won't have Bez Hashem, other Oilis. Explain to your wife or your parents that this is something I have to do. And first say to the Chol Pachas that we still learn and open a Shiva or go to America. I know, go to Chaim Berlin. First say you can get a see Ben Ezmanim. Ben Ezmanim, maybe you can. But Ben Ezmanim is packed first Seder. Second Seder already is half empty. Shiva's me over here with Camp Mir they have. First Seder, then we'll go on the trips. First Seder you learned. What expected from the Yeshiva Bachrim, and what the Gdolim have letters about it, and if you want, there's a Mikhtav written in the Bayer of Shach, signed by Chaim Shmulevitz, Rosh Yeshiva Lemir, signed by the Stifler and others, the Rosh Yeshiva Chevron of Sarna. The Ben Ezman we learn 4 hours. 4 hours. Ben Ezman we learn as much as we can, first, second, third. Ben Ezman the whole book is 4 hours. That means basically a first Seder. Well, I'm not saying to stop at first Seder, but Chol Pachas, first Seder, the only way to acquire it is to learn a first Seder, either make a Shibud first Seder, make a Chavus first Seder, traveling here and there. If you don't learn, and you don't do Chazara, you lose out everything that we learned, and the time is lost. You're going to have to invite the next man doing Muksa Bez Hashem, and have to do all the Chalakim of Shabbos. Torah is very big and grace. You have to chazar upon that to acquire and make a kingdom upon it. How to do it, each one onto his own. You want to focus more on Mishnah Berurah, Seder. You want to focus on the writing, fine, each one onto his own. But what you have to do is make sure you have a Seder, make sure you have time to learn, make sure there's a Seder to massage yourself to learn. As the Mashkiach, I heard him say that the only way to we give a shvach to Kodesh Baruch Hu by Mayim, we say is Mesadis Kechovim. Mesadis, he gave Seder. The only way, that's what we give to Hashem, he gave order to Kechovim. We have to make a Seder. You have to make a Seder. A Seder, again, each one onto his own. But you have to make sure you have a set time when to learn. The Yitzhak of Chaim Kanievsky, the Chiv, that a person has a Chiv, Kvi'itim Torah. Kvi'itim, morning and night, during the Zman, the place can say, since we're learning all day, we don't know Chiv. We learn all the time. We're back to Balabatim. We're nichum the get of Balabatim. And he says, we have a chiv to go kveitim. What's the get of kveitim? It's looking shulchan aruch rav. He discusses 9 hours, 10 hours, kveitim. Fine. So we have bismanenu. We're at the door. Fine. We're not holding by that level. 4 hours. We might say, we have a chiv kveitim. It's halachot shulchan aruch. V'oid agav. If you're learning Torah, you should know the hilchos of Talmud Torah. You should know exactly what you're supposed to be learning. It starts off kveitim. That's what you have to do. And said of Chaim Kanievsky, that's nichol bein hazman. That means you have to kveitim. So say mitzad, anyone who has any sechel yosha das, you have to be kveitim mitzad. If you want to acquire the Torah, this is the blueprint of the universe. This is vashaychta kadosh baruch hu. This is what we are here for. About a person to want to do it, and practically you have to go do it. If not, it's not going to really happen. And we all want to have Talmud Torah. Maybe that's Tam Torah Kneged Kulam. Tak Mizrecha, the Ben Ezmanim, should have a kosher in Pesach, a similar thing in Pesach, and the Zaka to Tak be cleaner than the Halachos of Shabbos.